打开约翰福音第十三章。
We turn to John chapter 13. John chapter 13.
第一节。
Verse 1.
逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。吃晚饭的时候，魔鬼已将卖耶稣的意思放在西门的儿子加略人犹大心里。耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去，就离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条手巾束腰，随后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚，并用自己所束的手巾擦干。
Now before the feast of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that his hour had come, that he should depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And during the supper, the devil having already put into the heart of Judas, the son of Simon, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come forth from God and was going back to God, rose from supper and laid aside his garments, taking a towel, girded himself about. Then he poured water into the basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded.
来到西门彼得，彼得对他说，主啊，你洗我的脚吗？耶稣回答说，我所做的，你如今不知道，后来必明白。彼得说，你永不可洗我的脚。耶稣说，我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。西门彼得说，主啊，不但我的脚，连手和头也要洗。耶稣说，凡洗过澡的人，只要把脚一洗，全身就干净了。你们是干净的，然而不都是干净的。耶稣原知道要卖他的是谁，所以说你们不都是干净的。
And so he came to Simon Peter. He said to him, Lord, do you wash my feet? Jesus answered and said to him, What I do, you do not realize now, but you shall understand hereafter. Peter said to him, Never shall you wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I do not wash you, you have no part with me. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said to him, He who has faith,needs only to wash his feet, but it is completely clean, and you are clean, but not all of you. For he knew the one who was betraying him. For this reason, he said, not all of you are clean.
耶稣洗完了他们的脚，就穿上衣服，又坐下，对他们说，我向你们所做的，你们明白吗？你们称呼我夫子，称呼我主，你们说的不错，我本来是。我是你们的主。你们的夫子尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。我实实在在地告诉你们，仆人不能大于主人，差人也不能大于差他的人。你们既知道这事，若去行，就有福了。
And so when he had washed their feet and taken his garments, he reclined at table again. He said to them, Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, the Lord and the teacher, wash your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I gave you an example that you also should do as I did to you. Truly, truly, I said to you, a slave is not greater than his master.Neither one who is sent greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them.
民数记第十九章。
Numbers 19.
今天早上我们就读这两段，弟兄姊妹能够把约翰福音十三章和民数记十九章这两个地方能够记住。
And this morning we will just read these two portions of the scripture, John 13 and Numbers 19. I hope that you can somehow remember these scriptures.
民数记十九章第一节， 耶和华晓谕摩西亚伦说，耶和华命定律法中的一条律例，乃是这样，你要吩咐以色列人把一只没有残疾没有未曾负轭纯红的母牛牵到这里来，交给祭司以利亚撒，他必牵到营外，人就把牛宰在他的面前。祭司以利亚撒要用指头沾着牛的血，向会幕前面弹七次，人要在他眼前把这母牛焚烧，牛的皮肉血粪都要焚烧。祭司要把香柏木、牛七草、朱红色线都丢在烧的火中，祭司必不洁净到晚上，要洗衣服，用水洗身，然后可以进营。烧牛的人必不洁净到晚上，也要洗衣服，用水洗身。必有一个洁净的人收起母牛的灰，存在营外洁净的地方，为以色列会众做调作除污秽的水，这本是除罪的。
Then the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, This is the statute of the law which the Lord has commanded, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel, that they bring you an unblemished red heifer, in which is no defect, and on which a yoke has never been placed. And you shall give it to Eleazar the priest, and it shall be brought outside the camp, and be slaughtered in his presence. Next, Eleazar the priest shall take some of its blood with his finger,and sprinkle some of its blood toward the front of the tent of meeting 7 times. Then the heifer shall be burnt in his sight. Its hide and its flesh and its blood with its refuse shall be burned. And the priest shall take cedar wood and hyssop and scarlet material and cast it into the midst of the burning heifer. The priest shall then wash his clothes and bathe his body in water, and afterward come into the camp.But the priest shall be unclean until evening. The one who burns it shall also wash his clothes in water and bathe his body in water, and shall be unclean until evening. Now a man who is clean shall gather up the ashes of the heifer and deposit them outside the camp in a clean place, and the congregation of the sons of Israel shall keep it as water to remove impurity. It is purification.From sin.
收起母牛灰的人必不洁净到晚上，要洗衣服，这要给以色列人和寄居在他们中间的外人作为永远的定例。摸了死尸的就必7天不洁净，那人到了第3天要用这除污秽的水洁净自己，第7天就洁净了。他若在第3天不洁净自己，第7天就不洁净了。凡末了人死尸不洁净自己的，就沾污了耶和华的帐幕，这人必从以色列人中剪除，因为那除污秽的水没有洒在他身上，他就为不洁净，污秽还在他身上。
And the one who gathers the ash of the heifer shall wash his clothes and be unclean until evening, and it shall be a perpetual statute to the sons of Israel and to the alien who sojourns among them.The one who touches the corpse of any person shall be unclean for 7 days. That one shall purify himself from uncleanness with the water on the 3rd day and on the 7th day, and then he shall be clean. But if he does not purify himself on the 3rd day and on the 7th day, he shall not be clean. Anyone who touches a corpse and the body of a man who has died and does not purify himself defiles the tabernacle of the Lord.And the person shall be cut off from Israel. Because the water of impurity was not sprinkled on him, he shall be unclean. His uncleanness is still on him.
早上我们盼望从这两段圣经里面来思想主要对我们所说的话。
This morning we'd like to consider what the Lord will speak to us from these 2 scriptures.
那我们再有一点的祷告。
Let us have more word of prayer.
主，我们求你就进到我们的当中。
Lord, we pray that you will enter amongst us.
你就在教会里面行走。
You will walk in your church.
早上你来借着你的话来摸着我们。
And through your words, you will touch us this morning.
超过我们人一切的软弱。
You would supersede all our weaknesses.
我们都匍匐在主的面前。
We all bow before you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus. Amen.
在约翰福音里面第十三章，这是我们都非常熟悉的一段记载。
And John chapter 13 recorded an incident which is familiar to us all.
讲到主耶稣为门徒洗脚的这一件事。
It talks about the incident which Jesus has washed the disciples' feet.
在逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。
Before the Passover, the feast of the Passover, Jesus knew that it is his hour to return to his Father.
他知道他在世的时间不多了。
He knows that the time he has left on this world is not long.
这是在他心里面头一个思想。
This is the first thought in his heart.
就是他在这个世上的时间不是太多了。
That he does not have much more time on this earth.
第二，他说他既爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
Secondly, he says he had loved these people.The people of this world that belongs to him, he will love them to the end.
主耶稣在十三章所做的一件事，是跟他爱我们爱到底有关系。
And the things which he had done in chapter 13, it is related to his love to us.
第三，他知道犹大要卖他。
Thirdly, he knew that Judas was going to betray him.
他知道魔鬼已经将这个意思摆在犹大的心里。
And the devil has already put this thought in Judas' heart.
第四，他知道父已经将万有交在他的手中。
Fourthly, he also knew the Father has given all things to him in his hands.
在这四件事情之下，我们主耶稣做了这一件事。
Under these fourth requirements, Jesus had done such thing.
我相信这一段经文，我们众人都是非常的熟悉。
I'm sure we all very familiar with this passage.
也可能你听过很多次人传讲这一段圣经。
Maybe you also heard about a sermon concerning these many times.
甚至你也知道洗脚是什么意思。
You also know what it means to wash the feet.
我相信许多人都知道，洗脚在以色列人的地方是一个必要的事。
You know that washing feet is a mandatory thing in among the Israelites.
因为以色列人走在路上，他们是不穿袜子的。
Because the Israelites, when they walk on the street, they do not wear socks.
那个地方又是一个风沙很大的地方。
And that is also a place with a lot of sand and wind.
因此，当以色列人进到一个房间里面以后，头一件事他们所应当做的就是洗脚。
Therefore, an Israelite, as he enters into a room, the first thing he must do is to wash his feet.
这是一件非常普通的一件事。
This is a very common thing.
所有的人进到房间以后，头一件事情就是洗脚。
Everyone who enters into a room, first thing they will do is to wash their feet.
而洗脚在当时，都是奴隶所做的事。
And washing feet is a task for the slave at that time.
因此，富有的人家他们有一个奴仆。
So in all the rich people's home, they will have slaves.
这个奴仆所做的事，就是每一次有客人来的时候，他就帮这些客人洗脚。
They will designate a slave, just to this task of washing the guests' feet.
这是当时洗脚的那样一个背景。
And this is the background for washing feet.
那我们今天读这段圣经，我们所学习的是什么？
And today, as we read the scripture,What do we learn from this?
今天我们都不需要真正的好像用水来洗我们的脚。
Today it seems like we do not really have to wash our feet with water.
但是在这个洗脚的里面有一个属灵的意思。
Yet in this feet washing there is a spiritual meaning.
在第一节里面那句话说主知道这些爱他的人是活在这个世界上。
In verse 1 it tells us Jesus knows that those who loved him will liveIn this world.
我们的脚就是我们与世界接触的那个地方。
Our feet is the part of the body that touches this world.
是我们的脚每一天走在这个世界上。
It is our feet that walks on this world every day.
虽然我们这个人已经蒙了神的洗净。
Although the Lord has already cleansed us.
虽然神的宝血已经洁净了我们里面的罪。
and his blood has cleansed all the sins that we have.
但是我们仍然每天走在这个世界上。
Yet we still walk in this world daily.
如果我们走在这个世界上，我们的脚就难免会沾染灰尘。
If we walk on this world daily, it is necessary that we will touch the dirt of this world.
当我们的脚沾染了灰尘以后，我们这个人属灵的光景就暗淡。
And when we touch this filth in this world, our spiritual condition would dim.
当我们沾染了这个属世的尘土，我们属灵的光景就不新鲜。
As we touch this worldly dust, our spiritual condition would not be fresh.
因此，在这种情况之下，我们就需要洗脚。
Therefore, under these circumstances, we need our feet to be washed.
一个生命所最重要的就是新鲜。
But the most important thing for life is to be fresh.
一个正常的生命一定是一个新鲜的生命。
A normal life is definitely a fresh life.
一个不新鲜的生命就是不正常的生命。
A normal life is one that is not fresh.
在我的院子里面，我种了一些的小小的那些小植物。
In my backyard, I have planted some small plants.
那这个是一个很通常。大家都可以看见的。
And those plants are very common that you see everywhere.
这个植物有一个特点，就是它新长出来的叶子呢是红色。
And this plants are very special. The new growth will always be red leaves.
然后那个树叶长了一段时间以后呢，慢慢就变绿了。
And after a while, the leaves will turn green.
所以所有刚长出来的叶子都是红色。
So all the new leaves you see are red.
所以呢，一个正常的这样的树呢，它的上面一层呢是绿是红的。
So for the normal growth of these type of bushes, the top layer should be red.
然后呢，下面呢是绿色的。
And then the bottom layer should be green.
所以这非常好看。
So it is very beautiful.
然后过一段时间呢，那个红上面的红色的呢就变绿了。
After a while, the red layer all turned to green.
然后后来呢又长出来了，又是红色的。
And then you will see another new red layer growing.
所以这个树你每个礼拜去看它都不一样。
So if you look at this bush every week, it will be different.
因为它有新的那个红叶子长出来。
Because every week we see new red leaves.
这个生命是一个新鲜的生命。
This life is a fresh life.
你我的生命是不是这样的一个生命？
Do you and I also possess such kind of life?
当主耶稣来看你这个园子的时候，是不是能够看到那个新长出来的红叶子？
As Jesus observed this new garden,And in you, does he see the new red leaves?
后来有一段时间我就发现了，看不到红叶子了。
After a while, I discovered that I no longer can find red leaves on my bushes.
过了好一段时间都没有红叶子长出来。
It has been a while and I have not seen any new red leaves.
然后再过一段时间我发现了绿叶子开始掉。
And after a while, the green leaves began to fall.
然后再过一段时间呢，这树就死掉了。
And then, after a while, the tree died.
什么时候我开始发现这个树不对呢？
When did I discover there is something wrong with this bush?
它不再长那个新的红叶。
It is when I cannot discover red leaves anymore.
然后慢慢它的绿叶子也就掉下来。
Gradually, the green leaves began to fall.
生命如果是不新鲜的话，就有问题了。
If a life is not fresh, there is a problem.
我小的时候常常有机会跟我母亲去买菜。
When I was young, I often have chances to go to the market with my mother.
所以我经常到菜市场。
So I often go to the market.
那我就常常就跟着我的母亲走来走去。
And I would follow my mother around.
我就发现呢，很多东西我的母亲都不买。
I discovered there are many things my mother would not buy.
她为什么你买这家的不买那一家？
Why would you buy this thing from this store and not that store?
这个家跟那家的一样。
They sell the same thing.
为什么你在这家看一看不买，到那家却买？
Why do you look at the item in this store and then will not buy, yet you go to another store to buy?
我妈每次都说那个不新鲜。
My mom always said, this is not fresh.
当然我那个时候我也不知道什么是新鲜，哪个是不新鲜。
Of course, at that time, I don't know the difference between if something is fresh or not.
但是我有一个观念呢，买菜呢要买新鲜的。
But I have a concept in my mind that when you purchase vegetables, you need to look for something that's fresh.
特别是买鱼啊。
Especially buying fish.
这个买鱼的时候，我妈妈特别小心。
When we have to buy fish, my mother is very careful.
她一定要把那个鱼的这个耳朵打开来看一看。
He will open up the gill of the side of the fish to exam.
每次一定每一个鱼她一定要打开来看一看。
He will definitely open up that gill.
她说那个那个深红色的呢就是新鲜。
He said, what, if you see dark red, then that means fresh.
如果你看到那个粉红色的话呢这不大新鲜。
If you see the color is like pinkish, then it's not fresh.
如果你看到那个再变成灰色的话绝对不能买。
If you see the color is grayish, you definitely should not buy.
所以现在我也学会这个。
So now I've learned this trick.
所以我现在买鱼一定要把那个鳃打开来看一看。
Now when I purchase fish, I definitely look into the fish.
我不打开我绝对不敢买。
If I don't look into the side of the fish, I will not buy.
我们要新鲜的东西。
We need something that is fresh.
弟兄姊妹，我发现基督徒有三种。
But sister, I discovered there are three kinds of Christians.
有一种基督徒是深红色的。
One kind of Christian is deep red.
这个基督徒是深红色的。
These Christians have deep red color.
这个基督徒你碰到他的时候呢，你的里面呢就觉得被他影响。
When you touch these kind of people, you felt that you can be influenced by them.
你好像被得到一点吸引。
You are attracted.
你跟这样的基督徒接近的时候，你的里面呢就想到属天的事。
When you draw close to these kind of Christians, you begin to think about heavenly things.
有的时候你很怕这种人。
Sometimes you are afraid of them.
有的时候你避开这种人。
Sometimes you stay away from them.
这种人在一起有时候不太舒服。
Because sometimes it's not too comfortable to be with them.
这叫深红色的基督徒。
These are the dark red Christians.
希拉就是这样的一个人。
Silas was such kind of person.
希拉在圣经里面是一个很特别的一个人。
Silas is a very special person in the Bible.
你没有看希拉讲什么道理。
You never seen him preach anything.
但是当保罗讲道的时候呢，总是希拉在旁边。
But while Paul preached,Silas was always by his side.
当保罗在监狱里面的时候，希拉就在那里。
While Paul was in prison, Silas was by his side.
保罗有一次到了一个地方叫哥林多。
Once Paul went to a place called Corinth.
保罗在那里并没有传道。
Paul did not say anything there.
他那里就支帐篷。
He was just making tents.
他只是在安息日的时候到那个以色列犹太人的会堂去。
And on the Sabbath day, he went to the Jewish synagogue.
他在那里不过是与人辩论辩论就是。
He was just arguing with the different with people.
他就这样住在哥林多住了一段时间。
And he lived this way for a while at Corinth.
后来有一天呢，希拉和提摩太来了。
And one day, Silas and Timothy came.
这个希拉一来了以后呢，这个保罗的精神大振。
And after Silas came, Paul was strengthened.
他从那天开始帐篷就不支了。
From that day on, he no longer makes his tent.
他整天出去传讲福音。
Daily, he will go out to share the gospel.
你看这个希拉这个人是一个深红色的基督徒。
You see, Silas is a dark red Christian.
他到了保罗这里，保罗的精神就起来了。
When he comes to Paul, Paul was strengthened.
保罗里面的力量就强了。
Paul's inner strength was strengthened.
还有一种基督徒是粉红色的基督徒。
There's another type of Christian that are pinkish Christian.
什么是粉红色的基督徒呢？
What are the pinkish Christian?
粉红色的基督徒就是他在这里的时候呢，你也不觉得他在这里。
The pinkish Christians are those Christians while they're here, you don't really feel them.
他不在的时候呢，你也不太知道他不在。
And when they are not here, and you do not notice that either.
好像他有的时候在呢，有的时候不在。
It seems like they're here sometimes and not here sometimes.
这样的基督徒呢，要很好相处。
These Christians are great to get along.
你跟他在一起的时候，他是非常的容易相处。
When you're with them, they're very easy to get along.
他不会带给你任何的难处。
They will not give you much problem.
他也不会对你有什么样的要求。
They will not request much from you either.
你看到他的时候，他给你笑笑。
When you see them, they smile back to you.
你走开的时候，他也跟你笑笑。
When you walk away from them, they also smile to you.
上礼拜见了以后呢，他还是跟你笑笑。
Next week you see them, they smile to you again.
这是粉红色的基督徒。
These are the pinkish Christian.
这还有一种基督徒啊，是灰色的。
There's another kind. There are the grayish.
这种基督徒你也是不大愿意跟他在一起。
And these are the Christian you really don't want to be with them.
因为从你跟他在一起的时候呢，你就觉得里面下沉。
Every time you touch them, your inner man began to fall.
你本来里面是很跳跃。
Maybe you were excited in your heart before.
本来里面是很喜乐的。
Maybe you were filled with joy.
碰到这样的基督徒以后，里面啊下沉了。
Yeah, as you touch them, your spirit began to fall.
弟兄姊妹，你我的属灵的光景是哪一种？
But sisters, which kind of Christians are you?
你是那深红色的基督徒。
Are you the reddish Christian?
还是你是那灰色的基督徒？
Or are you the grayish one?
还是你是粉红色的基督徒？
Or maybe you're just the pinkish Christian?
我想这是主要我们早上思想的一件事。
I think this is something the Lord wants us to consider this morning.
我们需要洗脚。
We need our feet to be washed.
因为我们的脚在这个地上行走。
Because our feet walk upon this world.
沾满了都是尘土。
It is covered with dust.
我们何等需要常常让主来给我们洗脚。
How we often need to come before the Lord and have Him wash our feet.
好像我们的属灵的生命是这样的新鲜。
So that our spiritual life can be refreshed.
前一段日子我参加了一个婚礼。
A while ago, I attended a wedding.
在婚礼的时候呢，这个新郎新娘他们就讲他们的誓言。
And during the wedding, the bridegroom and the bride gave their vow.
我相信当场的人都是非常的感动。
I'm sure that all the people who were there were deeply touched.
我们每一次我们听到人讲结婚的誓言的时候，我们心里面都有一个程度的感动。
Every time we hear a marriage vow, our hearts always moved.
为什么我们这么样感动？
Why our hearts moved?
因为他们讲那个誓言的时候，他们的心是深红色的。
Because as they are saying their vows, their hearts are deep red.
他们在那里讲我愿意的时候，
When they say I do,
我们的心里面何等的被摸着。
Our hearts are all touched.
因为那是一个深红色的一个回答。
Because that response is a deep red response.
但是很可惜啊，常常结婚五年、十年以后啊，那个颜色就不是深红色。
Unfortunately, often after 5 years or 10 years of marriage, that color fades.
你打开以后呢，是粉红色。
You open up and see it is pinkish color.
在我们结婚的时候，我们说我愿意。
As we were during our wedding, we said I do.
我们说我百分之百的愿意。
I said we say I do with 100% willingness.
但是我们结婚十年以后呢？有一些事我就不愿意了。
But after 10 years of marriage, there's something that we're not willing.
可能 90% 的事我还是愿意。
Maybe 90% of things I still will do.
但有 10% 的事情我不愿意了。
But 10% I'm not willing.
再过一段时间20年了。
How about 20 years later?
这时候那个颜色已经成了灰色。
Now the color is getting closer to gray.
那个时候我们很多事情都不愿意。
At that time, there are many things we will not do.
可能只有很少的事情我们愿意。
Maybe only a few we still do.
小到很小很小的事我们都不愿意。
Even the very tedious things in life we are not willing.
因为我们失去了那个新鲜。
Because we lack that freshness.
我们需要主来洗我们的脚。
We need the Lord to come and wash our feet.
我不晓得你有没有这样的经历。
I don't know if you have such experience.
也许有一天你来到聚会的时候，你的心情是非常的低沉。
Sometimes when you come to the meeting, your spirits are down.
你好像是属灵非常的暗淡。
It seems that there is a darkness in your heart.
但是那天呢，突然你听到有一个人的祷告。
But that day you happen to hear someone's prayer.
或者一个人的点的诗歌。
Or someone has selected a hymn.
突然那首诗歌或那个祷告摸着了你。
All of a sudden the hymn or the prayer have touched your heart.
那里面呢受到极大的一个感动。
And your heart is greatly moved.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做洗脚。
My sister, this is what it means to wash your feet.
这就是圣灵在洗我们的脚。
This is how the Holy Spirit washes our feet.
这是我们今天所最需要的一件事。
And this is something we need greatly today.
因为我们每天走在这个世界上。
Because we walk on this earth daily.
这个世界有许多的尘土。
And this world is filled with dust.
这个尘土就让我们失去了信心。
And the dust will make us unfresh.
我们所需要的就是圣灵来洗我们的脚。
What we need today is for the Holy Spirit to wash our feet.
这是在约翰福音十三章我们所看到的。
This is what we learned from John chapter 13.
我们再看民数记十九章。
We turn to Numbers 19.
民数记十九章这里面讲到一个祭。
Numbers 19 talks about a sacrifice.
但是这个祭不是立位祭里面的祭。
It is not the offering spoken in Leviticus.
利未记告诉我们有五种不同的祭。
In Leviticus, we learn there are five different types of offerings.
而那个都不是这里面所说的。
And none of those are spoken here.
这是一个特别的祭。
This is a special offering.
这个祭乃是有一个特别的一个目的。
And this has a very special purpose.
利未记的祭乃是为着罪人。
The offerings in Leviticus is for the sinners.
而民数记里面的这个祭乃是为了神的儿女。
And the offerings here in Numbers is for the children of God.
在利未记里面，所有的祭都是烧在那个祭坛的上面。
In Leviticus, all the offerings are placed upon the altar.
只有在民数记里面，这个红母牛的祭是烧在你的外面。
But the sacrifice of the red heifer here is outside.
为什么要烧在营的外面？
Why is it done at the outside of the camp?
因为营就是以色列人所聚集的地方。
Because the camp is where the Israelites were gathered.
这个营就代表今天的教会。
And the camp represents the church today.
而那个祭呢，是烧在那个营的外面。
And this sacrifice is done outside of the camp.
乃是为着那个在营外的人所预备的。
It is prepared for those people who are outside of the camp.
哪些人是在营外呢？
Who are the people that are outside the camp?
在以色列人当中，他们当中所有不洁净的人都要到营的外面去。
Among the Israelites, all the unclean people will stay outside the camp.
一个不洁净的人不能够与其他的人居住在一起。
An unclean person cannot live with the rest of the people.
因此他们要住在营的外面。
Therefore, these people live outside of the camp.
而这个红牧牛的祭就是为了这一班人所特别预备的。
And the sacrifice of the red heifer is for these type of people.
既然是为他们所预备的，就要放在他们所住的地方。
Since it's prepared for them, therefore it is done among them.
他们是住在营外的。
They live outside the camp.
所以这个红母牛的祭呢，乃是在营外所献。
Therefore, this the sacrifice of the red heifer is outside of the camp.
弟兄姊妹，当我们走在这个世界上的时候
，But and sister, as we walk in this world,
有一件事常常会发生。
There is one thing that will often occur.
就是我们沾染了地上的尘土。
That is, we have touched the dust of this world.
当我们沾染了尘土以后，我们就失去了与神的交通。
As we are covered with the dust of this world, we lose the fellowship with our God.
我们就失去了与弟兄姊妹的交通。
We also lose the fellowship with the brothers.
在属灵的里面，我们就成了住在营外的一般人。
Spiritually, we are those people who live outside the camp.
虽然每天你仍然来聚会。
Although you still come to the meeting every day.
你跟别人一样。
You're just like the rest of the people.
但是只有神知道你是住在营外的。
But only God knows that you are living outside the camp.
你不是住在营内的人。
You are not the people that live inside the camp.
因为你的里面没有与神有直接的交通。
Because you do not have direct fellowship with God.
你的心里也没有与弟兄姊妹有亲密的交通。
You do not have intimate fellowship with the brothers and sisters.
所以虽然你还仍然来聚会。
Although you still come to the meetings.
但是在属灵的里面，你是住在营外的人。
Yes, spiritually, you're living outside the camp.
你失去了那个教统。
You lost that fellowship.
你好像是摸过那个死尸的。
You're like a one who has touched the corpse.
在以色列人里面有这样一个规矩，凡是这个动物死掉以后，你不能去摸它。
And Israelites, they have such rule that any animal that is dead, you cannot touch it.
你一摸那个死尸，你就不洁净了。
If you touch the corpse, you become unclean.
什么叫死？
What is death?
在属灵里面，圣经里面永远用这个死来代表失去交通。
In the Bible, it always used the word death to represent losing a fellowship.
所以当神告诉亚当说，你吃这个果子必定死，就是 表示你吃这个果子以后，你与神的交通就要断绝。
Therefore, when God told Adam that after you eat this fruit, you shall surely die, he meant that you will lose that fellowship.
所以当亚当吃了那果子以后，他肉身的生命没有死。
After Adam ate the fruit, his physical life did not die.
但是从此他与神的交通断绝了。
But from now on, he lost the fellowship with God.
在神的眼光里面，那就是死。
In God's eye, that is death.
在神的眼光里面，那个就是摸了那个死尸的。
In God's eye, he has touched the corpse.
他就成为住在营外的一个人。
And he became one that lives outside of camp.
弟兄姊妹，我们属灵的光景是不是这样？
And sister, is this our spiritual condition?
我们有没有与神有直接的交通？
Do we have direct fellowship with God?
我们在生活里面有没有摸着神？
In our daily life, have we touched God?
如果没有的话，我们就住在营外。
If not, then we are people that live outside the camp.
如果没有，我们就是摸了那个死尸。
If not, then we are people who have touched the corpse.
我们需要红母牛的灰。
We need the ash from the red heifer.
这个红母牛的灰乃是专门为这种人所预备的。
The ash of the red heifer is prepared for these kind of people.
他们是以色列人。
They are Israelites.
但是他们不当心的时候，他们摸了那个死尸。
Yet when they're not careful, they have touched the corpse.
今天我们实在是已经蒙了恩典的人。
Today we have received grace.
神已经解决了我们这个生命里面最大的一个难处。
God has already resolved the greatest problem we have in our life.
就是我们这个罪的问题。
That is the problem of sin.
但是我们要注意，在我们在世上行走的时候，常常会碰到这个死尸。
But we need to be careful as we walk daily in this world, we often will encounter or touch the corpse.
当我们摸到这个死尸的时候，我们里面就与神失去了交通。
When we touch the corpse, we lose the fellowship with God.
所以在这里要找一个红的母牛。
Here we need to find the red heifer.
这个母牛是没有负过恶的。
This red heifer has never carried a yoke.
为什么要找一个母牛是没有负过恶的？
Why do we have to find one that has never carried a yoke?
因为这个母牛要解决我们身上的那个恶。
Because this heifer would resolve the yoke which has been placed upon us.
当神要解决我们的罪的时候，他要找一个无瑕疵的那个牲畜。
When God has to resolve our sins, He has to look for an unblemished animal.
一个 无瑕疵的牲畜来解决我们的罪。
An unblemished animal without defect, that animal can resolve our sin.
今天神要找一个没有负过恶的这个红母牛，因为他要解决我们身上那个恶的问题。
Today, the Lord will find a heifer which a yoke has never been placed upon its neck, to resolve our sin.
你看，当亚当失去与神交通以后，他就汗流满面才能糊口。
You see, after Adam has lost his fellowship with God, now he has to labor to satisfy himself.
亚当的身上就有了一个恶。
From now on, Adam has a yoke that placed upon his shoulder.
弟兄姊妹，当我们行在这个世界的时候，有一件事我们要非常的小心。
But sisters, as we walk on this world, there's one thing we need to be careful.
这个世界好像一个很大的一个恶。
The world is like a great big yoke.
虽然从外面看起来是非常的好。
From the outside, the world seems very good.
但是呢，当我们进去以后呢，就成为我们的一个很大的一个恶。
Yet as we enter into it, we find it becomes a great big yoke.
我们的生活里面充满了许多的恶。
In our lives, it is filled with yoke.
所以我常常碰到一些人啊。
I often encounter some people.
他就跟我说我好累啊。
They will say, I am so tired.
你有没有碰到这样的人？
Have you met these kind of people?
然后他说，哎呀，我好累啊。
They said, I'm so tired.
为什么我们这么累？
Why are we so tired?
因为我们身上背了好多好多的恶。
It's because we have so many different types of yoke that we carry on our back.
我们当中呢，陈志佳弟兄高云芳姊妹啊，马上就要增加一个恶。
Among us, our brother Albert and sister Sandra will soon receive another yoke.
还有这个 Chip 跟 Jody。
And also brother Chip and sister Jody will also get one too.
我们看到那个孩子生出来的时候实在是非常的可爱。
We see when the baby were born, the babies are so beautiful.
你看那个捧着孩子的那个父母，那个脸啊都合不拢，那个嘴巴合不拢。
You see the parents who are holding the babies, they cannot quit smiling.
实在是非常的喜乐。
They're full of joy.
我自己也有那样的一个经历。
I also have the same experience.
好像嘴巴没有办法合在一起。
It seems I cannot close my mouth.
但是我们实在要注意啊，这个这么美丽的这个小孩子，是我们身上一个很大的一个恶。
But we need to pay attention because this lovely baby will become a great big yoke upon our shoulder.
如果我们不把这个孩子交给神的话
，If we do not commit this child to God，
如果我们把这个孩子当作我们自己的产业。
If we take this child as our own inheritance,
这个孩子就成为你生命里面最大的一个恶。
Then this child will become the greatest yoke upon your shoulder.
这个孩子要在你的生命里面带给你最大的愁苦。
And this child will bring the greatest sorrow into your life.
我们知道每一家都有一个 driveway, 对不对？每一家都有一个 driveway.
We know that every house has a driveway.
那个 driveway 都是钢筋水泥的。
And the driveway is paved with concrete and steel.
有一天我就发现我家的钢筋水泥的 driveway 上怎么有一个洞。
One day I discovered why do I have a hole on my driveway?
怎么可能这个钢筋水泥的给人凿了一个洞
？How is it possible in such a hard concrete someone can puncture a hole?
原来我有一个孩子做的。
It is done by one of my kids.
不知道为什么这个孩子会突然想起来要到那个钢筋水泥的地方呢，挖个洞。
I don't know why this child all of a sudden has thought about making a hole in this concrete driveway.
他说你没有说不可以在这个地方打洞啊。
He said you didn't say I couldn't do it.
我从来没有告诉他们不可以在钢筋水泥的地方打洞。
It's true, I never told them that they should not make a hole on the driveway.
这是一个恶。
This is a yoke.
很多人的那个大门呢，都是非常好看的那种大门。
Many people has a beautiful front entry door.
很不幸，我有一个那样的个门。
Unfortunately, I also have one of those doors.
那个门的中间呢是铅的，
the,
很多很多的铅，有弄铅弄的一个图案。
And the center of the door has a leaded line stained glass.
然后那个所有的那个玻璃都是一小片一小片一小片。
And there are small pieces of stained glass in between the leads.
一块门呢，大约70多片。那样小的玻璃。
In one door, I counted there are about 70 small pieces of stained glass.
每一片呢、啊，要修100块钱。
If you want to replace any one of those, it's about $100 a piece.
我已经修过三片了。
I've already replaced three.
现在还有两片是坏的。
Now I still have two broken ones.
所以希望你们不要用那种门。
So I hope you will not buy a house with those kind of doors.
特别是你如果希望有几个孩子的话
，especially if you planning on having several children。
我家有一个地方是有这个 ceramic tile。
And there's a place in my house where paved with ceramic tiles。
这 ceramic tile 中间都有一些叫 grout， 对不对
？And of course it's placed with grout in between the tiles。
哎，这个孩子发现了那个地方呢是非常好用来做 color 的。
And the kids discovered that it's a perfect place to color.
就拿那个蜡笔了，把所有的那个 grout 呢，都涂上一个 color.
So they would take their crayons and color all the grout lines.
然后他说你没有说不可以在这个地方涂颜色的。
And then he replies, "You didn't say I couldn't color this."
Yeah, 那我从来没有说不能够在 grout 上画颜色。
Yes, true. I never told them that they could not color the grout.
所以这个孩子是我们身上的一个恶。
So you see, the children are the great yoke upon our shoulders.
我们身上还有好多的别的恶。
There are also different other kinds of yoke that we carry.
上礼拜五晚上我们在一起聚会的时候，发现好多人有工作上的这个恶。
Last Friday, as we gathered, we discovered many people carry the yoke of their work.
我觉得这个我也很有同感。
I also share the same feeling.
我们工作上实在是一个很大的一个恶。
Our work is truly a great big yoke upon our shoulders.
尤其是我做的这种工作。
Especially my type of work.
那个恶实在是很大。
That yoke is truly great.
很多人很同情医生。
Many people sympathize for the doctors.
觉得医生的那个轭很重。
They feel that the physicians carry a big yoke.
但是我觉得我们的这个轭比医生还要重。
But I feel my yoke is heavier than those of the doctors.
这个我们的东西出了问题以后啊，人是希望是相信你一定能够把它修好。
If whatever we've done has encountered a problem, people believe that you definitely can fix it.
这个我们人生病，我们都知道，有时候医生是没有办法的。
If we get sick, you know that a doctor sometimes can't do anything about it.
那我们就接受那个事实，说这个医生反正是没有办法。
And we accept the fact that a doctor can't do everything.
很多病呢，自己也会好。
And some illness, it will cure by itself.
在我们这工作里面出了这个问题啊，从来没有自己会好的。
But if you have problems in your work, it will never cure itself.
那个东西有问题就一直有问题。
If you have problem there, you continue to have problems.
除非有一天你把它找到，你把它修好。
Until one day you found the solution and you fixed the problem.
也没有办法买保险。
You cannot buy insurance for it.
医生还可以买保险。
For the doctors, at least they can buy insurance.
修不好的话呢，就保险。
If you cannot fix it, you have insurance to cover.
在我们的工作上，如果东西你修不好，你就担心你下面有没有工作。
But in our lines of work, if you cannot fix it, then you worry whether or not you will have the job anymore.
所以感觉这个工作很大的一个轭。
So you feel that this is such a great yoke upon your shoulder.
所以我们需要有一个没有负轭的这个宏伟。
Therefore, we need
神的教会。
Because we lost the fellowship with God.
如果我们每天能够与神有交通的话
If we can have daily fellowship with God,
这些事情就不成为我们的重担
These things will not become a yoke.
这些事情就成为我们经历神的一个方法
These things will become a means that we experience God.
神就借着这些事让我们里面每一天每一天更加的新鲜
And through these things, God will make us fresher every day.
我们就慢慢那灵里的光景就像深红一样。
And our spiritual condition would turn to a deep red color.
如果我们不这样的去来寻找神。
If we do not seek God this way.
我们用自己的方法。
We use our own method.
我们的重担就越来越重。
Our burden becomes heavier each day.
我们的轭就越来越多。
Our yoke becomes more and more.
慢慢我们的里面的颜色就成了粉红色。
And gradually the color in our heart turned into pink.
慢慢就成了那个灰色。
And then turn to gray.
我们感谢神，这个红木流在这个烧的时候呢，圣经告诉我们，他把香柏木和牛膝草和朱红色的线都摆在里面。
We thank the Lord as the red heifer is being burned, the priest will put in the cedar wood, hyssop, and scarlet material.
什么叫做香柏木和牛膝草？
What is the cedar wood and hyssop?
这个你记得，当所罗门在讲天下的植物的时候，他就是从香柏木一直讲到牛膝草。
You remember when Solomon is talking about all the plants in this world, he began with cedar wood, he ends with hyssop.
所以香柏木到牛膝草就包括这所有这受造的植物。
And so you see, the cedar wood and hyssop included all the created plants.
所以当在这里说到把香柏木和牛膝草和红母牛一起烧的时候，这有一个属灵的意义。
Here is a spiritual meaning when he talks about the heifer being burned with the cedar wood and hyssop.
就是把这世界和里面其中所有受造的植物，就摆在那个红母牛与红母牛一同烧去。
That is all the created vegetation in this world will be burned together with the heifer.
今天为什么我们身上有重担
？Why do we have burdens upon us today？
特别是工作上的重担
，especially work-related burdens。
因为我们还没有把香柏木和牛膝草一起烧去。
Because we have not burned the cedar wood and hyssop。
我们心里面还留恋这个香柏木和牛膝草和它其中的这些东西。
Our heart still longs after cedar wood。And things such as the hyssop.
从外面看，这些都是好的。
From outside, these are all good things.
但是如果我们不把它交给神的话，这都成为我们的重担。
Yet if we do not turn these things over to God, these things will become our burdens.
因此，我们要认识这一件事。
Therefore, we must know this thing.
如果你感觉你的身上有重担的话
，If you feel you have burdens in you,
如果你觉得你的身上有轭的话
If you feel that you have yokes upon your shoulders,
如果你觉得你很累的话，
If you feel that you're tired all the time,
你要想想是不是你把香柏木和牛七草都一起交给神。
You need to consider whether or not you have turned over all the cedar wood and hyssop to God.
当每一次我们这样 交给神的时候，我们的身上的重担就解脱了。
Every time we turn these things over to God, our burdens have been resolved upon us.
弟兄姊妹，盼望今天早上我们借着这两段话，我们至少有一个了解。
But sister, I hope through these two passages, at least we have one understanding.
就是我们都需要洗脚。
That is, we all need to wash our feet.
我们都需要这个红母牛的灰。
We all need the red heifer's ashes.
我们要解决我们这属灵上的这些问题。
We need to resolve our spiritual problems.
我们来看当时主耶稣怎么解决。
We shall look at how Jesus resolved the problem.
当主耶稣在约翰福音十三章里面进到那个房间，逾越节的宴席的房间的时候。
In John chapter 13, as Jesus entered into the feast of the Passover,
他发现十二个门徒在那个地方。
He discovered that all 12 disciples were there.
但是没有一个人的脚是干净的。
But none of them has a clean feet.
十二个人没有一个人脚是干净。
12 men, no clean feet.
神在那个房间里面 找不到一个仆人。
And the Lord looked in the room and he cannot find a slave.
没有一个仆人。
There's not a slave in that room.
而这十二个人里面也没有一个人愿意做仆人。
And among the 12 men sitting there, none of them wants to be the slave.
今天神在我们当中所寻找的是什么？
What is God looking for amongst us today?
神在我们当中在寻找一个仆人。
The Lord is looking for a slave among us.
很多时候我们有一个错误的想法。
Many times we had this misconception.
我们觉得我们需要一个人是很有启示的。
We felt that we need a person with great revelation.
当初那十二个门徒不是很有启示。
At that time, didn't the 12 disciples have revelation?
有的时候我们里面觉得我们实在需要有一个人能够教导我们圣经。
Sometimes we feel we truly need someone who can teach us about the Bible.
这十二个门徒不是很好的圣经教师吗？
These 12 disciples, aren't they very good Bible teacher?
有的时候我们实在觉得我们里面的知识的缺乏。
Sometimes we feel that we lack wisdom in our hearts.
这十二个门徒有亲身听主耶稣讲道的经历。
And these 12 disciples have heard with their ears from the mouth of Jesus.
但是他们的脚还是脏的。
Yet their feet are still dirty.
神所寻找的是什么？
What is God looking for?
神所寻找的不是一个先知。
God is not looking for a prophet.
神也不是在寻找一个教师。
And God is not looking for a teacher.
神也不是在寻找一般有知识的人。
God is not looking for a group of wise men.
神要找一个仆人。
But God is looking for a slave.
因为只有仆人能够解决这个脚的问题。
Because only a slave can resolve the problem of these feet.
只有仆人能够把这个脚洗干净。
Only a slave can clean these dirty feet.
但是那一天，那十二个门徒里面，没有一个人愿意做仆人。
But that day, amongst the 12 men, none wished to be the slave.
当那个仆人碰到这些人的脚脏的时候，
When the slave comes into this room,
这个仆人就把他们洗干净了。
And sees these dirty feet,
the slave
will clean them.
不会问你的脚为什么脏。
The slave will not question why you have dirty feet.
这个仆人不会问你说你为什么又把脚搞脏。
The slave will not ask you why did you get your feet dirty again.
这个仆人不会告诉你应该怎么洗脚。
The slave will not tell you how to wash your feet.
这个仆人也不会告诉你下次怎么样不把脚搞脏。
And the slave will not tell you how to protect your feet so it won't get dirty again.
这个仆人只做一件事。
The slave only does one thing.
他把你的脚洗干净。
He will only wash your feet clean.
今天我们有很多的人，他能告诉你怎么样不把脚搞脏。
Today we have many people here that can tell you how to keep your feet clean.
今天有很多人能够告诉你怎么样把脚洗干净。
There are many people who can tell you how to wash your feet.
很多人可以告诉你有哪些事情可以让你的脚弄脏。
There are many people that can tell you what are the things that will dirty your feet.
但是有谁来洗你的脚呢？
But who can come and wash your feet?
当我在自己在思想这一段圣经的时候，我自己也非常的惭愧。
When I was considering these scriptures, I felt very much ashamed in my heart.
我在想过去这几年的当中。
I thought in these past few years.
我思想好多的时候，我花很多时间在思想这些尘土的事。
I discovered that many times I use my time to think about the things of these dust.
看到许多的尘土。
I see a lot of dust.
看到许多的恶。
I see much evilness.
我在那里思想怎么样能够除这些尘土。
And I always consider how I can remove these things.
在那里分析这个尘土。